Thank you. We would like to share some reflections regarding the idea of creating a voluntary trust fund in Action 41. In principle, we are supportive of establishing a fund and also including a reference to it in the action plan, but we do believe that the fund should be focused and have a set of clear selection criteria. In our opinion, the added value of creating a fund structure would be to assist states that have limited or no access to funding. This would be in line with the principle of leaving no one behind and ensuring a more equitable distribution of funds. Creating a dedicated funding mechanism under the convention for states that have limited or no funding could help address some of the challenges pertaining to delays in survey and clearance. And in our opinion, the objective of the fund should strictly be to enhance implementation of Article 5, aimed at conducting survey and clearance. And to reflect this focused mandate, we would suggest changing the name of the fund in the action plan and clarify that this fund would only support implementation of Article 5. That would be our proposal. The fund could, for example, be called Article 5 Implementation Fund, but we are more than happy to discuss other alternatives. We believe that setting up a fund down the road would represent a concrete measure to try and respond to the increasing amount of extension requests we see year after year. We could envision a step-by-step approach in which two or three affected states with limited funding are identified and given support in an initial phase. And based on the results from that phase, the fund could be scaled up and include additional affected states. The structure of the fund should be as lean and simple as possible to avoid too much bureaucracy. We do take note of Japan's suggestion to move the deadline for considering the feasibility of a fund with one additional year, and we will consider that. We do believe, however, that 1 year would be sufficient to consider the feasibility of such a fund, but we are flexible. And we absolutely agree that we have to ensure that sufficient donor countries are on board and willing to contribute to such a fund before setting it up. But I guess we can spend the time up until 22nd MSP to explore this. We do not believe that establishing a fund will be the solution to all our challenges pertaining to Article 5 implementation, but we do believe that we have to consider new ideas and options in order to provide assistance to those states that completely fall outside the scope of donor countries' prioritizations. These states will only continue to present extension requests year after year if this is not addressed properly and head on. So